This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This segment of the show is sponsored by Cenogenics. Cenogenics, feeling the best of my life, looking the best of my life. It was my birthday party Friday night. We had a big birthday party, my 57th birthday. And every person in attendance remarked, without me saying a word, why did I say something? They were like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in months, or I haven't seen you in a year, or I haven't seen you in 2 years. You look younger than you've ever looked in your life. Everybody said that to me. And, of course, there's a lot of good reasons, but, you know, I work out, and I'm healthy, and I do things right for the most part of my whole life. I don't drink. I don't smoke. But I also went to Cenogenics almost 2 months ago now, and I've been on their program, and they are amazing. It was founded in 1997, so it's over 20 years old. They are the clear global age management medicine leader, i.e. healthy aging, the leader in healthy aging. They've got a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual, starting with an extensive evaluation of exactly where your body is at, your chemistry, your risk factors for disease, your cardio health, your bone density. Your Cenogenics trained physician will develop your detailed plan for healthy aging that works just for you and your lifestyle. Only 1% of the physicians that go through Cenogenics training actually make it to become a partner. It's an elite group that are true experts. In fact, 25% of Cenogenics patients base are physicians and their families, 25%. One quarter of their clients or patients are physicians and their families. And what they've done for me is unreal. You heard, hopefully you listened last week to the interview here with the doctor who Cenogenics assigned me from Alaska, an amazing doctor from Alaska, Dr. Bob Letta. And he's just turned my life around. He's changed it. I look so much younger and so much better. Someone sent me an email the other day and said, your hair looks thicker and your face looks thinner. I mean, this has only been a month and a half that I've been on the program. Free, no obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER because nobody wants to be older, right? If you want to be older, don't call. But if you want to be younger, if you want to find the fountain of youth, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, Younger, or register at Cenogenics.com. Thank you, Cenogenics. Good people. Changing my life. Because, you know, again, I always tell people the reason you want to look good and feel good is because it's competing in the business world. You're up against younger people. Do you have any idea how many people who are 30 years old or 20 years old, 25 years old, 28 years old, 32 years old want to be nationally syndicated radio talk shows? And I'm up against all them and I'm 57. How about my TV career? Do you realize when I was 27, I became, I believe at the time, the youngest anchorman on American TV at Financial News Network, otherwise known as CNBC in those days. Actually, they were known in those days as Financial News Network, but then they became CNBC. So I was the big anchorman for CNBC at the age of 27 and 28 and 29. And then I was off TV, and guess what? I wasn't on TV again until I was 56 years old at Newsmax TV. And now guess who's on my show every week? Bill O'Reilly, four times a week on Wayne Allyn Root Show starting tonight. How my life has changed. Can you imagine? I'm getting younger, baby. Getting younger every day. That's who you got to compete against all day long. You got to compete up against 26-year-old, 27-year-olds like Wayne Root was. Except I'm 57-year-old Wayne Root. So, man, you better find a way to look younger. All right. Listen, this is a weird one. Obama was giving a speech in Kenya. Congelo, Kenya. Maybe it's Congolo, Kenya. I don't know. K-O-G-E-L-O. And did he make a mistake? Did he slip? Or did he purposely, is he trying to taunt us? He said, I visited Kenya as the first American president to come from Kenya. That was his speech. 3 years ago, I visited Kenya for the first time as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya. It's not the first time Obama made this mistake. In his earlier bio, when he wrote his first book, the bio says Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. Folks, that's what it said. And everybody who said it was called a birther and a bad person. And I'm not even going to be a birther now because I still have no idea. His claim was that was a mistake. I think that's total BS. I've now written 12 books, and they ask you for your bio. You write it, the author. They'll write it. They don't know your bio. So it's obvious he wrote it, but he could have been a fraud back then. He's either a fraud as president, because he has no right to be president, because he's born in Kenya or Indonesia or somewhere else, or he was a fraud back then, because he was an American, but that didn't sound exotic, so he made it up and said, I was born in Kenya. Which very well could have been. He was a fraud then. And he's a fraud with Obamacare. He's a fraud with Benghazi. And he was a fraud with the IRS scandal. Boy, would I like to have had a microphone recording all 157 meetings between Obama and the head of the IRS, the IRS commissioner. And he also met the night before the targeting started. He met with the head of the IRS employees union. This guy met with the IRS big shots more than his wife. Michelle didn't see Obama. Michelle didn't make bedroom visits with Obama as often as he had visits at the White House Oval Office with the commissioner of the IRS and the head of the IRS employees union. Trust me, in 8 years, Michelle didn't join him in the bedroom 157 times. The IRS was there more often. So wouldn't you like to hear the recordings of what went on? This guy's such a fraud. But my guess is, it's always been that he was born in America, Hawaii. See, I'm not a birther. Never have been. I believe he was probably born in Hawaii. But he lied and made up that he was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia to get into Columbia University. And then he lied when he got out of Columbia with his first book, Dreams of My Father. That was the book's name, Dreams of My Father. And he wrote the bio for Dreams of My Father. And he wrote Born in Kenya on the back of the book. And we elected a president. But now, maybe I'm wrong. Because he admits in a speech in Kenya, he's the first American president from Kenya. Now, I know what he's going to say and his backers are going to say, the John Ralstons of the world. They're going to say, oh, all he meant was, it was as if he meant my father came from Kenya. That's what he was referring to. He said, now, 3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya. So he meant my family lineage is from Kenya. But that's an odd way to put it, isn't it? I mean, my family lineage is from Germany and Russia. And you could also argue my family lineage is from Israel, because I'm Jewish, but my family isn't from Israel. But you could say all the Jews came from Israel. So if I gave a speech in Israel, do you think I would use the wording, it's great to visit Israel, I'm the first sitting American president from Israel, with Israeli roots? That's not what he said. He didn't say my father was born here. He said, I'm the first president from Kenya. Interesting, isn't it? Really interesting. So there's only two things, several things that could be drawn from this. Number one, he's a fraud. He's always been a fraud. He doesn't even know what his own story is anymore. Two is, I almost said a bad word. He's fooling with us. He's taunting us. He is absolutely taunting us. Because he knows he was born in America, he committed the fraud, he's the birther, but he wants to now trap President Trump and the Wayne Roots of the world into saying, see, he was born in Kenya, and then as soon as we say that and say he never should have been president, he's a foreigner and he never had a right to be president. The minute you say that, he'll come out and go, ah, I was born in America, I got the birth certificate to prove it. All I meant was it was my father. So he's like taunting us and trying to force Trump and other Americans who hate his guts because he's a commie into saying something wrong. Or the third thing is, guess what? He was born in Kenya. And he's taunting us because he's saying, I was president, I was born in Kenya, but I'm black and you can't say anything about it. Because we all know in America, if you ever say something about Obama who's black, you're a racist. So I was born in Kenya, I had no right to be president, and I fooled all of you, and now I'm taunting you all the way from Kenya. Which one is it? I don't know. Who knows with him? He's like that guy, there was that movie about a chameleon starring Matt Damon. He was a con man chameleon, I think in Italy, running around Europe lying to everybody. That's Barack Hussein Obama. He doesn't even know his own story anymore. You want to know what? If you gave him a lie detector test, you put a needle in him and you put the serum, the lie serum in him, he probably still couldn't give you the right answer where he was born. He doesn't know where he was born. Born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia. Born in Kenya, raised in Hawaii. Born in Hawaii, raised in Indonesia. How did you get into Colombia? Are you the Manchurian candidate? I don't think he could answer any of them truthfully. Strange stuff, man. Very strange stuff. You guess. I'll leave it up to you. See, you didn't trap me, Obama. Nobody could say Wayne Root's a birther. No one could say Wayne Root says he was born in Kenya because of what he said. I didn't say that. I said Obama said it, and I'm not even sure what it means, and I'm not sure if he knows what it means. You know what it is? Obama's such a good fraud and con man that he could be in Kenya and say, I'm the first American president from Kenya. Then he goes to Indonesia and says, I'm the first American president from Indonesia. And then he goes to Hawaii and says, I'm a son of Hawaii. And then he goes to black neighbors and says, I'm a black man. We got America's first black president. I'm so proud. And then he stands in front of white people and says, I'm so proud that I'm a liberal. And my mother was a nice white woman. He's got something to say that appeals to everyone. To everyone. And that's a con man. Or Barack Hussein Obama, you're a con man. You don't know what you are yourself. Are you even an American? Are you a patriot? Do you love America? I think not. All you do is criticize America from afar. And don't forget what I said last week. He was in South Africa and said nothing about the fact that they're now murdering white people and white farmers and stealing all the farmers' land by law. By law, they passed the law. If you're white, we can steal your land. He goes there, accepts their money, and says nothing about it. Can you imagine if Trump did that in a country that did that to black people? What would the media be saying right now? I don't even think he'd still be president. I think he would have been drummed out of office by now. Trump would. Every word he says gets exaggerated out of proportion and taken out of context, Trump. But Obama, they protect and they protect and they protect. He is a con man. Worn out. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Hi, Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Have you...
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, new sponsor of the show. New sponsor of the show is a company you could find at medicalpartnership.info, medicalpartnership.info. You know, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I've started and run dozens of businesses, and I know a fantastic business opportunity staring at me when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, perhaps you want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to create a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, really interesting stuff, because these clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. There's no insurance. It could be up and running in 30 days or less. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction. No needles, no medication, no surgery. Up and running in 30 days. All cash business. No insurance. Medicalpartnership.info. All right. Some more interesting stories in the news. NBC promotes parents who refuse to assign gender to their three-year-old twins. That's normal, isn't it? This is a new parenting technique called VABYs. VABYs. The NBC News attempted to normalize two parents who refused to assign genders to the three-year-old twins by suggesting that the decision was a trendy and growing parenting technique. The video, which is entitled Raising VABYs, Letting Kids Choose Their Gender, features parents Julie and Nate Sharp, who are raising their three-year-old twins using the pronoun they, them, and their to shield them from negative gender stereotypes and refusing to disclose the biological sex of the children. These are whacked out, deranged weirdos. You understand that, right? Whacked out, deranged people. What, you should have your children taken away from you for something like this. This is child abuse. You don't want to admit your children have a penis or a vagina? You don't admit they're a boy or a girl? You are sick people. This is where liberalism leads, sickness. According to the father, male and female pronouns are being avoided so the children can decide for themselves when, if, and how they want to identify as a gender. According to the mother, the two toddlers have no idea if other children are male or female, while the father admits he's nervous about discussing gender with the children. The mother says when the children ask about the issue, she will tell them that gender is something that's fluid and that it's not necessary to identify as male even if they have a penis. Oh, this is a sick woman. You need psychiatric help, lady. Your children should be separated from you immediately. This is child abuse. The video shows the mother appearing to encourage one of her twins to put a female hair clip in his or her hair, suggesting the parents' warped beliefs that gender fluidity is being imposed on the children. The entire video is backed by an upbeat, breezy soundtrack, which clearly contributes to normalizing the issue. Illustrating how NBC is attempting to portray a fringe movement as a growing trend, the report admits that a Facebook group for parents who raise their children this way has gotten 220 members. Wow. There's 6 billion people in the world. There's 220 wacko, deranged losers who are members. Commentator Dave Rubin responded to the video by citing criticism that he exaggerates the effects of postmodernism and cultural Marxism. Of course the parents could do whatever they want, and the kids can and will eventually reject it accordingly. My thoughts are more directed at the ridiculous media, which tries to normalize every ridiculous idea they pump out. Well, I agree with Dave Rubin. The video has received an overwhelmingly negative response on YouTube. 506 thumbs down, 22 up. It's not really fair to the kids, sending them out to the world where they're going to be clearly at odds with the others, remarked one viewer. A lot of the time, kids just want to fit in with other kids. These selfish parents have taken that from them because of their weird politics they got from reading some vegan spirituality blog. Exactly. Another one said, I don't know what's worse, the fact this type of thing exists, or that NBC had the audacity to show it. Another one said, these fruitcakes are just setting their kids up for failure and misery, and lots of bullying. The little safe space they've created in their home is nothing like how the real world is, and these kids are in for a nasty shock when they get out there, and they go to school, start dating, and get a job. Little lunatics in the making. Exactly. Exactly. God knows where this ends up. Winds up. Your kids will wind up being suicidal. What kind of a sick parent would do that to their children? See, I'm going to be liberal here. If your kids say to you, hey, I'm a man, but I feel like I'm a woman, at the age of like 18, great, okay, I can identify. Okay, we'll just, you know, we'll try and be nice to you. We don't want you to be suicidal. But you're telling your kids at the age of 3, don't be a boy, don't be a girl. I don't want you to be a boy, I don't want you to be a girl. I don't want you to even know what it is. You people are sick.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke at the second annual Made in America event at the White House. The president talked about just how strong our economy is.
After many years of decline, American manufacturing is coming back bigger and better and stronger. than ever before. It's happening. We're in the midst of a great economic revival in the United States. We've added 3.7 million new jobs since the election, including more than 370,000 in manufacturing alone. Remember, during the campaign, they all said, oh, you're never going to add manufacturing jobs. That's obsolete, they would say. I said, it's obsolete? To make things is obsolete? I guess they were wrong, right?
Former President Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's trial has been postponed a week to July 31st. Potential jurors will still start gathering tomorrow when the judge will brief them on the particulars of the case. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, War, Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. 50 million homes and growing, and I got the hottest show on Newsmax, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, every single night, Monday through Friday. And guess what happened today? It became official. Bill O'Reilly will be on my show 4 days a week. The Bill O'Reilly, the man who was number one in all of cable TV in the United States of America 15 years in a row, number one, is now making his comeback on Wayne Root Show on Newsmax TV. Tune in tonight. He'll be at the top of the hour, the top of the 8 o'clock hour, 5 Pacific. Me and Bill talking politics, and then Wednesday he'll be on live again, and Tuesday and Thursdays he'll be on with his talking points. I'll introduce the talking points, and Bill will take it away and do his 4 or 5 minute talking points in the middle of my show. So Bill is now starring on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Pretty cool. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can get Wayne Root and Bill O'Reilly. And to make it simple, call this 800 number, or I should say this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. That's Newsmax TV, and they'll connect you right to the local cable system or cable provider that handles your TV in your area, and you tell them, I demand you pick up Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite show, The Wayne Allyn Root Show, and catch Bill O'Reilly 4 days a week. All right? We've got our guest here. He's been on a lot lately. He's a good guy, and him and I get along great. CNN political commentator, serves on the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council, national spokesman for the Hispanic 100, Steve Cortez. Steve, what's happening?
Wayne, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I hope you saw my commentary last week about what I thought the speech Trump should give to Hispanic Americans. I thought it was a really good way for Trump to connect with Hispanic Americans and start winning that Hispanic vote.
No, listen, I agree completely. And, you know, the good news is he's already starting to, just because of the results, primarily economic results, which Hispanics are seeing. And, you know, which I think, by the way, would drive liberals crazy, that Hispanics aren't just about their fixation with identity politics and with plain victimhood. What they're really concerned about, like I think almost all Americans are kitchen table issues of how much money do I have to spend? Can I afford the things I need in life? Can I do a few of the things I want to do in life? And on those scores, things are getting dramatically better for all of America, but particularly so for Hispanics with the lowest unemployment in history. And they're rewarding the president with a vastly higher approval number in recent polls. And I personally, as an Hispanic, as a Trump supporter, I believe there's only more good news to come there, both for the community and politically for Trump in regards to Hispanic voters.
Well, you know what's interesting is clueless liberals would probably say that's selfish. That's voting against your own self-interest. Really? That's how I think every day. You don't have to be Hispanic to think that. You don't have to be black or white or anything else. I'm Jewish and I'm white and I'm American. And you know what I vote for? Whoever creates the best economy. It's simple as that. And bringing home the butter is what matters, man, that your kids can eat and your family's happy and they need new tires and you can afford to buy a new tire on the car. And you need a new car, you can buy a new car. And you need a new air conditioning because it's 110 in the summer in Vegas. You better have the money to buy that new air conditioning when it costs $10,000, you better have it. So money is what makes the world go round. There's nothing selfish about that. It's called capitalism and your own life and your own personal self-interest. So I think Hispanics should vote about money and jobs because that's what I vote for.
Yeah, Wayne, and you know what, too, to put it on more society, you're exactly right, on an individual level, of course, to put it on a societal level also. I really believe one of the reasons this country has become so divided in recent years, I really believe, is economic anxiety. Because when there's economic anxiety, whether it's in a family or a company or a country, it always exacerbates other problems, right? And so I think the slow growth that we had for the last decade
under Obama,
Trump, and exactly under the president who supposedly cared so much about communities of color and working class folks, not only was it slow growth, but the benefits of that growth, the vast majority of the benefits of those growth, went to the very, very top of our economic ladder. People who owned a lot of assets did great. You had a lot of real estate and stocks, but if you were a wage earner, and most Hispanics, by the way, are in that category, if you're a wage earner who depends primarily on income rather than assets, you had a really, really tough slog. And I think one of the reasons our country became so divided is slow growth, is economic anxiety. We're starting to ease that. It's not going to be quick. We're not going to solve that overnight. But over years and decades, if we start to solve that, I think we'll also see some of our divisive problems be solved. We'll see a more cohesive society because prosperity is good for everybody.
Yeah, and by the way, you're right, but it's not just, you know, that kind of economic anxiety. I think it's also that there are two classes in this country, and the classes have nothing to do with the color of your skin or your religion or your race or anything else. They're just the people who create and who earn commission or own their own business or their high end of the sales scale. They make $100,000 a year or more. And then there's all the people on the other side who are on welfare and food stamps. You know, it's like the people who work and produce and the people who have their hands out. And that's the big division. I mean, no, I meet people every day who, you know, just have a job. And they get a set salary. You know, like, say, a school teacher. I'm not saying anything bad about a school teacher, except they get the same check whether Obama's president or Trump's president. So they don't notice the difference. They tell me, you're wrong. Nothing's better under Trump. It was fine under Obama. I'm a businessman, and my business goes up and down. I go broke under a guy like Obama. I get rich under a Trump. And I notice the difference, and they argue with me. They don't own a business, and they don't know what they don't know, Steve. That's the issue.
No, you're exactly right. You know, look, there are makers and takers in society. And the makers are what, you know, make our country grow. And this is just my opinion. Look at the small business surveys, National Federation of Independent Business.
They love Trump. Love
such organization. Absolutely off the charts. Look at National Association of Manufacturers. Their June report, 94% of manufacturers. And by the way, a lot of them are small. These aren't just huge manufacturers.
Which is good.
94% of them said they are optimistic about the future, the highest rating ever. So this is real. It's tangible. And by the way, to connect it back to Hispanics, one thing I'm really proud of in my community, statistically, the most entrepreneurial demographic in America is Hispanic American. We love to start mom-and-pop businesses that we want to get bigger than mom-and-pop, right?
Well, that's why Trump got 30% of the Hispanic vote, better than McCain or Romney.
Exactly.
I think that was the group who voted for him, was the ones who do own their own businesses. By the way, you got, not, was it like 9% of the black vote? I'll bet you the 9% is like 70% of black business owners, you know?
Right.
I mean, it really comes down to, if you own a business, you're going to like a Trump, and if you don't own a business and you collect welfare, you're going to like an Obama. That's really what it comes down to, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, here's the thing. I think whenever I talk to small business folks, here's what they always tell me. They don't want government to help. They want government out of the way.
Right.
They want the regulatory burden relieved, and it's absurd for small business. Big business, I think one reason regulations have gone so nuts in our country is that big business, they might pretend, they might protest in public that they don't like regulations, but I think they secretly often do. They often are crafting behind closed doors via their K Street lobbyists those very regulations because it crowds out competition. And they have the scale where they can handle regulations. Small business, it's just stifling. For example, I know a guy in Chicago who's operating a manufacturing plant in the city of Chicago. Not an easy thing to do, small manufacturing, a few dozen people, most of whom are Mexican-Americans. And EPA comes in and just wreaks havoc on his life. And he's not being environmentally irresponsible in any way, but they do it because they can, because that's how bureaucracies justify themselves. So he's so thrilled with President Trump and with what's going on in sensible regulation. Not no regulation, but restrained, sensible regulation. You take away those hurdles and those barriers to small business, they'll do it themselves. They don't need help from government. They need government out of the way.
So with the time we have left, which is about 4 minutes or so, let's talk about a column you wrote called Russia Mania is the Birthism of the Left. And I've touched on this probably like 5 or 6 columns in my newspaper columns in the last year or so. And I've said, you know, every time I mentioned any question about Obama, I was accused of being a birther. And finally, I had my lawyer call a local liberal Vegas journalist and say, you know, he said he threatened to sue him and said, you called Wayne Root a birther? And he's never mentioned Obama's birth in his entire life. And you know what the guy's response was, Steve Cortez? The journalist said, anybody who asks any question about President Obama is a birther.
Oh, gosh.
And so, you know, if by going by that standard, the left is now insane with birthism because they've got all these conspiracy theories about Trump, from Russia to Stormy Daniels to Trump's taxes to Trump's now a traitor, you know, because there must be photos that Putin holds of Trump. They're all crazy. They become birthers.
I really believe that. This is the birtherism of the left. I keep saying it on CNN and they want to pull their hair out when I say it. But it's true. And I try to tell them, I'm like, you know, you have now ventured into where some right-wing wackos went with Obama. You're no different from them because it's all about conspiracy and suspicion. It's not about facts. It's not about evidence. Because you thought he was illegitimate from the start. A lot of people thought that about Obama. So instead of beating him in the marketplace of ideas or beating him at the ballot box, we're going to say he's not legitimate in the first place. He's not an American. That was silly. It was never true. And by the way, Trump, as much as I admire him, It was wrong that he chased that issue down. He came around, though, and repudiated it.
But you do realize, Stephen, I'm not a birther. I've never discussed Obama's birth in my life. But it's a fact. This weekend, he was in Kenya giving a speech, Kenya, Africa. And he said in the speech, I'm the first American president to come from Kenya. Just so you know, Obama is kind of trading in birthism himself right now.
No, I think he fueled it a bit. I do. Yes. I think he saw political
I think he's taunting all of us, and he's trying to get us to pull the bait and say, you know, he wasn't born in America. And then he'll just go, Wayne Root's an idiot. I was talking about my father, not me. So, you know, he's trading in birthism himself right now.
Oh, I agree. And by the way, the first, the birther of birtherism was Hillary Clinton, not Republicans, not Donald Trump. It was back in 2008 in their primary battle. They were the first campaign to bring this issue up. So this is not just a conservative or Trump or right-wing issue. But to bring it back to the present day, what's going on right now, I really believe, is left-wing birtherism. And this isn't just, you know, some nut jobs on the Internet or on social media. I mean, this is former directors of the CIA going on major networks and calling the president of the United States a Russian agent with zero evidence. It's just, it's appalling.
Well, the big newspaper publisher for the liberals in Las Vegas, where I live here, is Brian Greene's buddy. He writes, he owns the Las Vegas Sun. And he put a headline out yesterday, is President Trump a traitor?
Oh.
I mean, you talk about birtherism. That's disgusting. That's a low level that I just think is just absolutely appalling. Hey, you hear the music, Steve. Means we got to run. But we love having you on. CNN political commentator serves on the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council, national spokesman to the Hispanic 100. Is there a website where people can read your stuff, Steve?
No, just on Twitter, at Cortez Steve, Cortez with an F.
All right, at Cortez Steve. Thank you, Steve. Great to have you on. Be good, my friend. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. One more segment coming up, and then we'll be up with Bill O'Reilly on Newsmax TV. Wait for it. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. and will add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberalism is such a mental illness. It's such a disease. Sweden is teaching migrants how to have sex with blondes. I kid you not. That's the headline today. Sweden teaching migrants how to have sex with blondes. Newly arrived migrants will soon learn how to have sex with Swedish blondes thanks to a new government-funded program. The migrants will soon will learn new techniques from umo.se, a website translated into Arabic, Somali, Dari, Tigrinian, Swedish, and English, which is funded in part by the Swedish government's 5 million crown investment into migrant sex courses. So they want to teach migrants how to have sex with Swedish blondes. Wow. Strange stuff. I could read you the whole thing, but it's too pornographic to read on TV or radio. But the reality is that we live in a crazy world, don't we? Crazy. Crazy. I got a caller. I'll take him in 1 second. I want to mention a couple things good that are happening. North Korea begins dismantling key facilities at the Sohae satellite launching station in an important first step towards fulfilling a commitment made by Kim Jong-un at the June 12th Singapore summit. New commercial satellite imagery of the Sohae satellite launching station, North Korea's main satellite launch facility since 2012, indicates North Korea has begun dismantling key facilities. Most notably, these include rail-mounted processing building where space launch vehicles are assembled before moving them to the launch pad and the nearby rocket engine test stand used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles. Since these facilities are believed to have played an important role in the development of technologies for the North's intercontinental ballistic missile program, these efforts represent a significant confidence-building measure on the part of North Korea. They're also dismantling the launch pad. Yay, Donald Trump. Writing about this in my new book, The Trump Rules. What a great job Trump did when it comes to North Korea. Trump's also looking into revoking security clearances for Brennan and other top Obama officials. Why did they still have them? Glory, hallelujah. Brennan's a traitor. Why does he still have security clearance? Tell me why. Got to get rid of him. So good job by Donald Trump. And then a CNN interview, Clapper admits that Obama's responsible for the current Mueller investigation. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was interviewed by CNN's Anderson Cooper late last week, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, and during the interview he let slip something many Americans may have already suspected. President Obama is responsible. He's responsible for the current Mueller investigation. He was speaking to Cooper about the Mueller investigation, all the circumstances around it. Clapper admitted President Trump set it all in motion with calls to investigate Donald Trump. He says if it weren't, again, keep in mind that Clapper was probably, not even probably, was definitely congratulating Trump and congratulating Obama and praising Obama by saying this. But he let it slip. If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set up a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, including Special Counselor Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that. It was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. So he admitted to Anderson Cooper that Obama set off the sequence of events that led to the Mueller investigation. And I've said this in the beginning. When you find out it's criminal, and it was criminal, they tried to frame Trump, they tried to destroy Trump, and they tried to save Hillary Clinton. When you find all that out, and Obama was in charge of it, doesn't Obama go to prison? Doesn't Obama's entire legacy get destroyed? Lots of liberal legacies are getting destroyed. Anti-Trump ESPN star Jemele Hill plans to eventually ditch the sports network for race and gender content. ESPN's Jemele Hill, called President Trump a white supremacist last year on Twitter. Now she announced her intent to walk away from sports to create content about women of color and help dismantle institutional racism. Someone needs to step up and save us, she said, during an in-depth conversation at Aussie Fest on Sunday. While discussing the next chapter of her career, she said sports will not make up the bulk of her future. Yeah, you know what that means. That means her contract's up soon, and it will not be renewed because she's nothing but a troublemaker at ESPN, and she's hurt their ratings badly. She's got a big mouth, says ridiculous, controversial things. Think of how conservative I am, and if I was on ESPN talking sports, I would never bring up politics. But these liberals go on, and they cannot help themselves. They can't help themselves. So Jemele Hill has destroyed ESPN's ratings and helped to destroy the whole network, bring it down, cause lots of subscribers to leave. And Jemele Hill is now saying she might leave. Well, guess what? She's not might leave out of her own volition. She's trying to make it sound cool, but she's probably getting fired soon. They're not renewing her contract. We got Rocco in Henderson, Nevada. Rocco, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Pretty good. Wayne, can you hear me? This is Rocco.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Okay, very good. Well, okay, very good. I know that, you know, you don't have very much time on the radio, and I very quickly, you met me some time ago. I met you at a Trump rally. In fact, I worked for President Trump. And we spoke for a short time, and then I met you again the second time. Anyway, Wayne, I have an excellent idea, and I don't know. I don't want to talk to you on air mostly about what my idea is with my associates, okay? But won't you agree that the upcoming midterm elections are the most important in our generation, okay?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And the left has begun to harass members of the Trump cabinet. You know, even the movies and the places. We need to do something about it. We need to push back. But we need to push back in a nonviolent manner. So we have an idea. We have an idea.
All right, so here's the deal. Just email me. Just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I read all my own emails. I'll check your email out, and I'll let you know if it's something of interest, okay? It's not easy, because the music's on, and we're getting ready to run, Rocco, but your idea, you said you didn't want to give it in public. Well, just email me in private. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll read it. I'll let you know what I think, okay? Anyone out there, you got great ideas, send them to me. I incorporate all your ideas into my books and my articles and my commentaries and my radio and TV talk. You're all great. You're all fantastic. WayneRoot@gmail.com. We get back. It's Wayne Root and Bill O'Reilly on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.